Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We've been telling you about this vote today at the Port of Oakland that would pave the way for the Oakland A's new waterfront ballpark. So, Phil, at 11:45, we've got the East Oakland activists and the maritime leaders who are opposing the plan, and then the A's are bringing out Ricky Henderson and Dallas Braden to a rally in support of this plan.
And the opponents will be turning out their troops from the maritime industry to raise questions about it. It's going to be a show. It's going to be a rally on both sides. And it's going to bring into focus a lot of the issues regarding whether or not the ballpark not so much should be built or whether or not it should be built on what is an active port, the Port of Oakland, and what that spells for the future of the area. The mayor and the A's would like to see a new neighborhood go in, and the other side says if a new neighborhood goes in, there goes the neighborhood.
And it's not the neighborhood with the, you know, the rich big houses and the fancy lawns.
No, it's the ones with the big, the really big cranes that lift all that cargo that comes in and out of Northern California and is one of the third, it's the third busiest port on the West Coast, and it's a $1 billion industry. And they say if you start mixing this gentrification in with that, it's a recipe for future disaster. The A's and the city say, no, this is a recipe for a new tomorrow, more jobs, and that they can coexist.
It's a complicated list, though, of who's for and who's against. You have the Alameda Labor Council, which is, you know, your basic
Most of the trades, the big unions are there, right? They're in big time. Yes, they're in for the jobs. They're in for the housing. They're in for it all, right?
But they don't work at the port, which is a different set of labor.
That is the international longshoremen, and that is the that is the terminal operators and the bar pilots. They're over here with their concerns. So, yes, Stan, you've got labor v. labor. You're going to have this is a start. I don't think there's any way that the Port Commission is going to say no today.
Because really what they're saying yes to is a 4-year EIR timetable, right?
Well, the A's would like to have it done faster, but they're basically saying, yeah, okay, we are approving a blueprint, the idea, and you take it from the next steps. Now, the next steps have to be, you have to actually come in with a hard plan. We haven't seen that yet.
We have some nice sketches, though.
Right, exactly. And those sketches are all we've seen. No hard numbers, no idea of what it's all about. The A's have to still come up with that. They also have to go then to the various commissions around the state and say, does this work environmentally? And there are environmentalists in the Bay Area that are opposed to this, saying no, there's something like this shouldn't be on the waterfront. But so far we've got nice sketches, nice promises, but we still don't have the answer that is really out there, the big one that's going to have to be resolved no matter what by the Oakland City Council, and that is the who pays for what.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.